What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1064. In this episode, I'll discuss do not crush medication lists. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1064. And now, on to the episode. If you navigate to the page on the website for the Institute of Safe Medication Practices that once hosted the document titled Oral Dosage Forms That Should Not Be Crushed, you'll instead find a notice that the list has been removed from the ISMP website. Furthermore, the ISMP says that they do not own, update, or review content on the list of oral dosage forms that should not be crushed. How is this possible when we all have referred to this list as the ISMP's Do Not Crush list for over a decade? The removal appears to be in response to the publication of a 2021 article in the International Journal of Pharmaceutical Compounding. The ISMP gives a history of the list in a newsletter published shortly after it was removed from their website. They say, the list of oral dosage forms that should not be crushed, commonly referred to as the Do Not Crush list, was first posted on ISMP's website in 2006. The list was originally compiled and updated by John Mitchell, PharmD, who passed away on June 10, 2014. The list has since been maintained and updated by Thomas Land Publishers and is available for purchase as a wall chart on ISMP's website. In 2021, a journal article was published describing an in-depth analysis of products on the ISMP Do Not Crush list, with the goal of removing unnecessary restrictions and providing conditional recommendations when needed. ISMP would like to take this opportunity to clarify that we do not own, update, or review content on this list. ISMP recognizes the Do Not Crush list as a clinically important resource and appreciates the article's authors for their efforts to reconcile discrepancies. ISMP encourages organizations to maintain, update, and periodically review a list of oral dosage forms that may require alteration through evaluation of package inserts, drug manufacturer inquiries, tertiary drug information resources, and primary literature. So it turns out the list we always thought was the ISMP's Do Not Crush list was never the ISMP's. Unfortunately, the website and phone number for Thomas Land Publishers are not in service, suggesting the company may be defunct. This could explain why the list was so slow to update with information on new dosage forms, as I discussed back in episode 575. Thankfully, the pharmacist letter has stepped in to fill the need for this list. In February 2023, they published and updated a list of meds that should not be crushed. This list includes the more recent amorphous solid dispersion formulations that never made it to the previous list. The list continues to be updated, with April 2025 listed as the most recent update at the time this episode was recorded. Many organizations have listed the previous list from the ISMP website in their internal policies and procedures, and they now should consider whether the list published by Pharmacist Letter should be used as a reference instead. The topic in this episode is inspired by an in-depth training available to members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access to this and many other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.